From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the global community debates for their action against North Korea. The UN Security Council says it's working to craft new sanctions against Pyongyang following its latest nuclear test. The UN ambassador from Uruguay, Elbio Rosselli, the current council president, spoke following an emergency session Wednesday.
The members of the Security Council strongly condemned this test, which is a clear violation of Security Council Resolutions 1718 of 26, 1874 or 20 of 9, 2087 of 2013, and 2094 of 2013. And of the non-proliferation regime, and therefore a clear threat to international peace and security, continues to exist.
In Washington Wednesday, U.S. spokesman John Kirby condemned the North's test, but stopped short of confirming its claim of its being a successful hydrogen detonation.
We're still evaluating the North's claims about this test, but our initial analysis is not consistent with North Korea's claim that this was a hydrogen bomb.
Meanwhile, South Korea Thursday announced a resumption of cross-border propaganda broadcasts into the North that Pyongyang in the past has denounced as an act of war. Ivory Coast's government resigned Wednesday following a promise from newly re-elected President Alassane Ouattara to bring about new departure. Mr. Ouattara, who won a resounding second five-year term with nearly 87% of the vote in October, reappointed Daniel Coblin Duncan as prime minister. The resignation signaled what he calls establishment of a more unified and efficient government. He's promised to reduce poverty, promote ethnic and political reconciliation, and write a new constitution. This is VOA News. The Pentagon says U.S.-led coalition airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Iraq and Syria killed about 2,500 militants last month. Colonel Steve Warren told a briefing Wednesday the terror group has lost a lot of territory.
They've lost between 20 and 22,000 square kilometers in Iraq, roughly 40% of the territory that they once controlled. In Syria, maybe about 2,000 square kilometers, maybe a little bit more than that, in the ballpark of 10% of what they control.
Warren also said intensified coalition airstrikes have decreased IS oil production from 45,000 a day to 34,000 barrels, making IS oil revenue drop nearly one-third. The U.S. is hailing Turkey's willingness to work with Washington in efforts against the IS group, saying it's become harder for foreign fighters to cross the Turkish-Syrian border. U.S. Special Presidential Envoy Brett McGurk said Turkey's deployment of resources to a 98-kilometer stretch of territory following a November meeting between President Obama and his Turkish counterpart Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Iraq's foreign minister has offered to act as mediator between its neighbors Iran and Saudi Arabia, who severed diplomatic ties over the Saudi execution of a prominent Shia cleric, prompting an Iranian mob to attack the Saudi embassy. Meanwhile, there were more anti-Saudi protests in Baghdad and Basra. Meanwhile, Russia is also offered to act as mediator, and the Arab League is due to discuss the matter at a special meeting requested by Saudi Arabia on Sunday. The tiny Horn of African nation Djibouti has cut diplomatic ties with Tehran following the lead of Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Sudan, and Kuwait over the Saudi execution. Djibouti lies at the mouth of the Red Sea, just across from Yemen, where a Saudi-led coalition battles Shia Houthi rebels. The U.S. Defense Department has announced that two inmates from the Guantanamo Bay Military Detention Center in Cuba have been transferred to Ghana. The Ghanaian Foreign Ministry identified the two as prisoners from Yemen and says they were cleared of all terror charges. Chinese stocks nosedive Thursday, tumbling more than 7% in the first half hour of trading, causing Beijing's security regulator to step in and suspend trading for the day. It was the second time this week that so-called circuit breakers were employed to suspend trading. The move sent other Asian stocks lower and weakened the value of the Chinese currency. Just 3 weeks after opening in theaters, Star Wars: The Force Awakens has become the top-grossing film of all time in North America. According to parent company Disney, the movie Wednesday soared past the previous domestic box office record of $760 million set in 2009 by the movie Avatar. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.